So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, and reading from chapter 1, text 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
अथाचारुखीतरं प्रजापतेर्विशकर्मण
उपयेमे बहिष्मं बहिष्मतिं नमतस्यामतिं
नमतस्य महावः आत्मा जन्
आत्मा समाशिरगुणकर्मरूप
आत्मा समाना शिरगुण कर्म रूपा
विरलं दस भवयं बहु बहुवा कन्यां कन्यां च जवीया जवीयसिं ऊर्जास्वतिं नाम
वीर्योधरं दास भवयं भुवा कन्यां च
अतः चतुर्वीतरं प्रजापते विश्वकर्मणा
अतः चतुर्वीतरं प्रजापते विश्वकर्मणा
उपये महिष्मतिं नमतस्याम् उहावाभजम्
उपायाय मे ब्रजीमतिं नमतस्मया वावः आत्मजन्
आत्मा समानशिरगुणकर्म
आत्मा समानशील गुणकर्म रूप विरोध दासभावयं बहु कन्यं च योवीयसिं प्रजास्वातिं नाम
अतः
Thereafter, the daughter, Prajapate,
of one of the Prajapatis and entrusted with increasing population.
Of one of the Prajapatis entrusted with increasing population.
Vishwakarmana.
Named Vishwakarma.
Upayame.
Married.
Barishmati, Nama, Name, Tasyam, in her, Uha, as it is celebrated,
Baba,
wonderful.
Atmajan, Sons, Atmasamana,
exactly equal to him,
Sila,
character,
Guna,
quality, Karma, activities, Rupa,
beauty,
Virya,
prowess,
Udaran,
whose
magnanimity,
Dasa,
ten, Vavyam,
Bahuva,
he begot,
Kanyam,
daughter,
Cha,
also,
Javyasim,
the youngest of all,
Urjaswatim,
Urjaswati.
Nama.
Name. Thereafter, Maharaj Priyavrata married Bharishmati, the daughter of the Prajapati named Vishwakarma. In her, he begot 10 sons equal to him in beauty, character, magnanimity, and other qualities. He also begot a daughter, the youngest of all, named Maharaj Devata not only carried out the order of Lord Brahma, but accepting the duties of government, but also married Varismati, the daughter of Vishwakarma, one of the Prajapatis. Since Maharaj Priyavrata was fully trained in transcendental knowledge, he could have returned home and back and conducted the business of government as a brahmachari. Instead, however, when he returned to household life, he accepted a wife also. The principle is that when one becomes a grihastha, he must live perfectly in that order, which means he must live peacefully with a wife and children. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first wife died, his mother requested him to marry for a second time. He was 20 years old and was going to take sannyas at the age of 24. Yet, by the request of his mother, he married. As long as I am in household life, he told his mother, I must have a wife. For household life does not mean staying in a house. Real household life means living in a house with a wife. Three words in this verse are very significant. Uha, ba, ba. These words are used to express wonder. Priyavrata Maharaj had taken a vow of renunciation, but accepting a wife and begetting children had nothing to do with the path of renunciation. These are activities of the path of enjoyment. It was a sort of great wonder, therefore, that Priyavrata Maharaj, who had followed the path of renunciation, had now accepted the path of enjoyment. Sometimes we are criticized because although I am a sannyasi, I have taken part in the marriage ceremonies of my disciples. This is about our sins. It must be explained, however, that since we have started a Krishna conscious society, and since a human society must also have ideal marriages, to correctly establish an ideal society, we must take part in marrying some of its members. Although we have taken to the path of renunciation, this may be astonishing to persons who are not very interested in establishing the Varnashram, the transcendental system of four social orders and four spiritual orders. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, however, wanted to re-establish Daiva Varnashrama. In Daiva Varnashrama, there cannot be acknowledgement of social status according to world right. Because in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the determining considerations are guna and karma, one's qualities and work. It is this Daiva Varnashrama that should be established all over the world to continue a perfect society of Krishna consciousness. This may be astonishing to foolish critics, but it is one of the functions of a Krishna conscious society. Hare Krishna. So this is an instruction by Srila Prabhupada in the foreword. I'm very nice to explain by Srila Prabhupada in this foreword that the Varnashram system, the social orders in a society known as the social order or Varnashram Dharma. And it is coming down from Krishna. It is Krishna who introduced the system of Varnashram in Bhagavad Gita. He explained that there are four ashrams in spiritual order and four social ashrams, social orders. So Varnashram system means that one follows the system of Vedic culture. In Vedic culture there is a system that one is raised as a brahmachari. This is very essential that we have that training as a young growing up to be strict in the principles of bhakti and performance of devotional service and to attain spiritual knowledge. One must learn from childhood. This is known as the brahmachari ashrama. because brahmachari means both in one hand, learn to be austere and get trained up by expert teacher or guru, that's known as gurukula. Gurukula means guru, one who teaches these children how to become first class farmers and devotees of Krishna. That is gurukula. So they become a very good brahmachari, they train up in spiritual life, and then they know the Vedic culture, they know so many shlokas and verses from the scriptures, and establishing the process of devotional service, and they don't have any understanding of mundane things, but they are fixed in spiritual knowledge, in all knowledge, including material knowledge. Because everything is very spiritual knowledge, it's complete. Om Punam Punamadam. So spiritual knowledge is, and material knowledge is already there in the Bhagavatam. So the Brahmachari, he learned all these things as a child, and then if he wishes to get married at the age of 25 or after, when his age is suitable, then he can get married to someone who is qualified. A match. That this is system is there because if the wife is very qualified, if the husband is qualified, they are a good match, not only materially but also spiritually, and so they can produce children that are going to be very spiritual. Because overall, the children that are born from a devotee, they are going to make the world Krishna conscious. Otherwise, simply propagating or procreating children and progenies, and they are going to just fill up the world with non-devotees. The idea of human life is to understand the purpose of our existence is to develop love for God. So that training has to be there from an early age. Because when you don't have that training from an early age, then when we get married, we are misled. We are dictated by our temptation, our senses, and sense gratification. And so, when they have children, they can produce very qualified children who can be very good in spiritual society. They can be spiritual masters, gurus, teachers in spiritual and guide the human society. But if they don't have proper system of married life, because marriage means what? There's some principles in marriages. Not simply cat and dog. There's no marriage in the animal society. The human life has, we are bound by dharma, rules and regulations, principles that are going to lead us to be good human beings. But if we do not have that training, then we are going to mislead the society into degradation. We are going to lie down in animal society. To be a proper human society, then we need to have this training. Because you can see today, there is no married life, and before marriage, the kids are mixing freely in the school, here and there. They don't have any training of brahmacharya in the modern schools and universities. They're mixing pretty boys and girls, and then they don't have any idea of dharma, of religious principles. Before even marriage, they already have broken all the rules of married life. So when they're married, finally, they don't have respect for each other because they have lost that. That's why it's good to be from a childhood, which one should learn very seriously about everything, about life. It's a very serious thing. If one simply married for the sake of marrying and then they break up after a while, this is just this can be a joke. So it's it's a commitment. So here, Prabhupada is a very qualified person. Because God himself told him to get married. And he was married to the daughter of Vishnu. So it's a very, very qualified people. And it's mentioned here he had 10 children and one girl. So they are very qualified, because Priyavrata is a very qualified person. So similarly, Varnashram, this means Varna Ashram. Varna means what? Social order, different grades of social order. Starting from Brahmachari, Vinyasa, Vanaprastha, Vinyasa. Then there's Brahmana, Khatriya, Vajra, Shudra. This is social order. So if this system, if Krishna says this system is created by Krishna, God himself created, you have to have this system in society. Otherwise, it's animal society. If there is Brahmachari, then there is Gurudhasa, then there is Brahmaprastha, then there is Sannyasa. So people, they cling to each other all their life. Attachment. This is all attachment. So actually, human life, why all the same system is there? This system is there for we can be raised as a bhakti being. We can be raised as a devotee. So at the end of our life, when we are sannyas, when we take sannyas or vanaprastha, after vanaprastha we give up the attachment, we take sannyas, then we are fully realized. It's the last stage of human life. We're fully realized in our consciousness. Because all along, from the beginning of childhood, brought up from school, to learn this very culture. So when one is a grihastha, also, that grihastha, he is Krishna conscious grihastha. He's not a grihamedi. Grihamedi is the opposite of grihastha. Grihastha means that he is situated properly in dharma, religious organization, in religious ashram. And wife is Krishna conscious, husband is Krishna conscious. They both are serving Krishna together. Like here we see today in our temple, Mother is there, coming and doing service to the deity, and the husband is cooking. So this is very ideal. In the religious organization, you know, the idea is that Krishna is in the center of everything. I'm not thinking he's his wife, my wife, and she's my husband. This is a material consciousness. Nothing is ours. We are together, put together by Krishna's arrangement as husband and wife for this life to serve Krishna. When we become too attached to each other, we forget that the real principle of dharma. Of course, there must be a system. There must be respect for husband. There must be respect for wife. Then there is a proper grihastha ashram. Otherwise, it becomes problems. Society becomes problem. That's why they have Gavadhan Samskar. Before they have children, the conception, before the conception, they are very conscious of Krishna. They are coming to temple, praying, chanting Hare Krishna. This is samskaras. So when they have finally children, they attract the neighbors, they attract any Vaishnavas. Because before they even have the conception, they are praying for Krishna, to send a child that to Krishna conscious. So this is a very serious thing. Because it's not like a joke. This is why there is, each person, husband and wife, they must be having proper qualities. And like I said before, animals, they don't have any system. There's no marriage system there. Why the marriage system is there in human society? Because we want to produce children that are going to fill up the world with Vaishnavas. That they want to liberate people. Otherwise, this Varnashankara, Arjuna explains, Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Varnashankara, that if they are not devoted, they are just filling up the world with unwanted population. Population that are just enjoyers and they are leading the society to hell. So this is why Priyavrata is the highest in being, a king, Radha Rishi. So his wife also, a Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, so that they produce great devotees. That's why Srila Prabhupada explained here, that by his mercy, Prabhupada will have this organization. And sometimes Prabhupada says here, sometimes as a sannyasi, he needs to marry his disciples. what is the business of a sannyasi to intervene in the household affairs? Because Srila Prabhupada is so transcendental, he knows it's not a disgrace, it's beyond that. Daiva Dharma is mentioned here. Beyond Varnashram is Daiva Dharma, that everyone is serving like Krishna. So there is no problem. So Srila Prabhupada, he married his disciple to other disciples together. And he sat in that yajna. So sometimes people criticize him, Prabhupada, you're sannyasi and you are sitting in the fire area and you are marrying your disciples. And this is Grihastha business. Why? But Prabhupada, he was beyond that. He was father to everyone. And he was so transcendental. Everyone, when they saw Prabhupada, they saw Prabhupada like a saintly person, so loving to Krishna, so loving everyone. He's like a father to everyone. So everyone loved Prabhupada. He's not affected by all this. He arranged the marriages, but he himself is aloof from it. But people do not understand that when they criticize. But a great devotee, they may be surrounded by wealth, but they are not touched by this money. Because he's thinking of Krishna, he's thinking the money is Krishna's. So similarly, a grihastha is situated by wealth and family and children, but they know this is not Krishna's. So that is the danger. The danger is when you are, if you are not Krishna conscious, we are surrounded by this thing, family, wife, children, we can forget Krishna easily. That's why sometimes people are condemned the grihasthas. But that is not grihastha. That is grihamit. Real grihastha is one who is serving Krishna. Even though he is having family, even though he has to go to work, even though he has so many material affairs to manage it, in his mind, back of his mind, is thinking of Krishna. That is the Daiva Varnashram. So, Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. This society, the arrangement is there, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanvas, Sannyas, then there is Khatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmana. Why these things are there? Because the organization is required, the system is required to run the society perfectly. So, I can't say everyone is Sudra, or everyone is a Brahmana, everyone is a Sannyasi. Not everyone is going to be Sannyasi. More than 50% everyone will be Grihastha. As far as I know, many of my friends, they are Brahmacharis. I grew up as a Brahmachari. And then all got married. So this is going to get married. Because artificially, you cannot put the desire away. We have the desire, but we can manipulate the desire by engaging that desire by serving Krishna. So it's not that we can be free from all desire. We can be free from the desire, material desire, by dovetailing that desire in serving Krishna, make it spiritual desire. Just like we can go to a restaurant and eat, but we can cook the food, offer Krishna, and accept the prasad. So everything is there if we want to make the world Krishna conscious, and we want to see things in a spiritual way. But if we want material society, then we turn away from Krishna. We do things without Krishna. Everything without Krishna is not Krishna conscious. With Krishna is Krishna conscious. Like people who are married, they're still unhappy. They look to other people. Maybe go to the prostitute. Who knows? You know, so it's not that by getting married one will be happy. That's not the solution. But Priyavrata here accepted, he actually wanted to Chaitanya, he wanted to preach Krishna consciousness, but he got the order from Krishna himself to get married. Because he had his business, he was good at marriage. So he was doing it to please Krishna. It's not a personal thing. Sometimes Guru tells us, say, Ramachari, and then Guru passed away, and then we still alive and we're getting married. You know? How will I actually follow the Guru's order? And then they break up and then again and we're doing on and on. But if you are actually more dhinavrata, if we are actually very sincere to serve our Guru, we follow the Guru's order very seriously. But of course, Prabhupada used to encourage his devotees. Someone fell down, then don't worry. Get up and serve Krishna. Prabhupada is very merciful. But what I am saying is that the problem is not the process. The problem is us. We go for it, material life, and then we suffer, and then we turn to Krishna. Oh, please help me. Before we even get married, our people, they decide to marry whoever they want. And even despite the instruction from the Guru and the local devotees, we choose our own world. And then they are in trouble, but they didn't listen to the instruction. See, instruction is very important, coming from sadhus, from God, from Guru, from the devotees. Because they bless us. So there is always an arrangement marriage. Not that we just go for this one, that one, whatever I like. That's all bodily attraction. That's all temptation of the senses. There's no quality in that. We have to accept. We have to see what are the consequences. How is it? What is the result afterward? My action. What I do now, I'm setting an example for others. So there's a lot of trouble and hardship in the next life. But people don't mind. People still get married. Actually, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to take sannyas, but he also gave us, he told somebody his son to get married. Prabhupada did the same thing. He didn't tell everybody you were ready for sannyas. Some are not ready, but they wanted to take sannyas, but then they couldn't make any. Because they still had legal and material lives. So it's not an artificial thing. I don't take sannyas anymore. So that's why we are very strict on this in our society. At the same time, those who are grihastha, they are also very good grihastha. They are very conscious grihastha. So nothing wrong with that. It's not that one is sannyasi, they can go back to Godhead. Grihastha also can go back to Godhead. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not mentioned here. He has married second time. Because his mother asked him, get married again. He can't say, you are married, and then you don't have children. That's different. Somebody was married, they want to preach. They already have children, and they already run past the stage. But then they are married, they both are young. You know, they should have children. Because then, unless somebody's case is different, they are married just to serve Krishna. But it's not such a thing. I'm getting married so I can serve Krishna. And you're not children. And what do you mean? Then stay single. Why well, need someone to serve me? Many people are single, but they're maintaining. They're okay. They don't need someone to serve them. You see, the brahmacharis are there. They don't have a wife. They're single. It's not that I need someone to serve me because I cannot take myself. It's not like that. Everyone is, they can take care of themselves. They need somebody to take care of them. But there's always so much trouble in the guise of a grihastha. You know, someone will take care of me, I'm so useless, and I don't know how to put dhoti on, someone has to cook for me. It's actually the opposite. When people are married, there's not a problem. Wife may not want to cook for you. He says, they cook for yourself. They both have a job, each other, they cook for each other. There's not a problem. It's not like we were living very time. Even in our grihastha life, there's not a problem. So we are not seeing that Krishna is the center. But when the grihastha couple, they come together, and there is Krishna coming to the Guru, you know, there is center there. When they follow the center, everything is smooth. When they don't follow the center, then there is trouble. So society is perfect when we follow the guideline given by Krishna, guideline in Chaitanya and Bhagavatam. When we don't follow the guideline, there is trouble. Actually, in grihastha life. So, sometimes we are like, yeah, I'm promising I'm going to be something else. I've got to give up. I've never married. I can step over this Vihasa ashram and take the right to something else. It's not you choose. It's not that you can make a decision like that. And those guys, they end up getting married. But it's natural. You have to be very calm. You can't say, I hate you, I like you. No, that is not the way. One has to be very calm, understanding, understand the philosophy, understand Krishna consciousness, read the Bhagavad Gita, take the Guru Krishna. Be peaceful. Mind has to be peaceful, heart has to be peaceful. Peace comes from Chaitanya Krishna, pleasure of the holy name. Then we can succumb the senses. We can overcome the senses. It's not that I can do it. That is just you saying it. Mind telling you. And this is show off. But in the knee, under the heart, is still lingering inside. So desire is not easy to overcome. It requires humility. Surrender to Guru Maharaj, Guru to Krishna. Soft hearted. And be humble and respectful to Vaishnavas, respectful to Rajas, respectful to Grihasa, respectful. And equally everyone. Not that I don't like you, yes, I like you. Yes, and yes, I like you. No, this is my name. You have to learn to respect everyone. Understand philosophy. Then it becomes perfect. Sense control doesn't come easy. It's an artificial way to control the senses. Sense control only comes by engaging the senses of Krishna. Sri Krishna Nama in the senses is engaged Sri Krishna Namadhi by chanting, glorifying Krishna, taking crucial foodstuff, the senses become controlled. When you eat food offered cooked by a kami, grains cooked by a kami, non-devotee, the consciousness goes in the food. So when you eat that, you become like them. And suddenly you chant Hare Krishna, you eat kami food. The senses become attracted to enjoyment because it drags them down. That's why it's important to assist the devotee, take fruits and foodstuff that can do, control our senses. Artificially, one cannot do it. So everything has a process. So the ashram is very important. Well, the training is important. Whatever training we had at an early age set of our life, so when you're elderly, when you turn 50, when you become Grihastha, that training will carry us to a better human being, better person, because of the training. But sometimes we had the training, but still we become crazy, despite the training, because bad association along the line somewhere, we break the principle. Because, like I said, it's very difficult to control. Even the man of religious person, even one who is completely controlled, he can also become succumbed to the senses. He can be an downfall. Because the senses are so strong, because the material mind is so strong. That's why we need to clean them to the holy name. This very soon, this glory of the holy name. Different dimensions are talking about the glory of the holy name. The idea is that we take shelter of the holy name so sincerely that the holy name itself can purify us. Change the love of the heart. There's no other way. Harinama, 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 Harinama. There's no other way except take shelter of the holy name. Holy name is the principle of dharma. In Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma is that dharma. Yuga Dharma is the chanting of the holy name. That holy name itself has everything. If we sincerely take shelter of the holy name, that's how we control the senses. Not that I can do it. We can take Srila Prabhupada, make the process of consciousness so long, so sublime, and so sweet, so wonderful in this Hare Krishna movement. You know, mothers can join, they can get married to brahmacharis, and they can have a spiritual life together. Everything is there in our society. The four ashrams there. So, Dayavana ashram, we, our society, actually showing to the world how to be. If there is problem in Grihastha life, that is an individual problem. But the ideal society is already there if we accept it, like I said, if we follow it. Some individual problem, there's frictions, there's breakage in a marriage, in a devotee life. That is going to be always there. That's also because we didn't follow things nicely. We were too passionate unto each other. We didn't respect each other. So if you follow the guideline, it becomes very smooth and very sweet. So if it's based on sense gratification, there's no friction. This is why when couple, before they have children, they're getting along very nicely, and some like to an extent. And then when they have children, there's problems. Because the attraction is not there for each other. They have to look after the children. So the attention becomes more driven away to other things. But it's not like that. It's attraction is not always based on each other. It's attraction is based on how each other, so Krishna is the main attraction. So that may be there, always there, some attraction in the beginning, that has to be there. But as devotees, we know that Krishna consciousness, that the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, the Vedic knowledge, we know that the highest principle is another's body. We're another's body. But somehow, because like I said, mind is so strong, we become bound up in the material entanglement. But we need to always realize we have to always go back to the knowledge by chanting our Krishna sincerely. Sincerely, show determination, Drihabrata, show your courage and determination to carry on serving Krishna, despite difficulties. Then difficulties in your actual life become easy. If we do it for Krishna, everything, then it becomes easy. When we do things for ourselves, it becomes difficult because we take it into our own hand. No, I can do it. I don't need you. But if we keep ourselves humble, keep ourselves in our situation of devotees, execute devotional service in the line of devotees, in the guideline of devotees, with the guideline of devotees, not thinking, ah, I can do it on my own. That's like we're stepping out of the protection of Krishna. Like Sita, she stepped out of the protection that Lakshman gave. He said inside, he'll be fine. But she stepped out of the circle, the magical circle, and then Ravana came back. But the thing is, this example is there for us to know that if we keep ourselves in the circle of devotees and in the line of devotional service, follow the four principles principle Prabhupada gave us to follow, we'll be fine. Because if we don't follow, then there's going to be troubles in the rest of life. So this is a very wonderful verse, because this verse is actually the essence in our society, because in our society, we're going to create an ideal society, a spiritual ideal society, dharma, that there's going to be grihastha, we have to set a good example for the rest of the society. So if the grihastha are not following, then they're going to downfall. Then we're not setting an example for others. Same for brahmacharya, same for grihastha, same for sannyasi. There's rules for everybody. But all the principle, the prime principle of all the principle is how we can serve Krishna, how we can go to love for Krishna, how we can attract him for Krishna and remember Krishna, chanting Krishna nicely. So if we have all, we are all in this ashram, but we're forgetting Krishna, that's not the yoga ashram. What makes the yoga ashram is when we are situated in a different ashram, that still we are trying to follow the Vedic principle, it becomes the yoga ashram. In fact, we're not doing so, we're not doing anything. The soul is spiritual. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing. Everyone is serving Krishna. Krishna is God, and everyone is serving Him as the Supreme. There is no problem. But in this material world, in this society, there is always everyone divided into different characteristics according to their qualities. So that's why Prabhupada says here, guna karma. Principles based on your character, guna and karma, your actions, your activities. It's not like words. Sometimes people say, I'm born in Brahman family. I am so and so, I'm very highly elevated. But Brahman, born in the family of Brahman, according to Krishna, is not necessarily that highly. According to qualities, not by birth. Otherwise, we see so many Westerners in Hare Krishna. They were born in Brahman family. The Prabhupada left India, Vrindavan, and he initiated all the foreigners. They were born in villages, meteors, and low family. But he made them Brahmins and sannyasis. So, according to quality, the Prabhupada was criticized for that. He said, why are the white people? He gave them sannyasis and Brahmins. How can you do that? But Shastra says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to embrace the sutra, and Brahmins criticized him. Your sannyasi, you were embracing a sutra. In those days, hundreds of years ago, in India, there was very strict about these things. Sutra is like in low class. If you look at caste, you become a sutra. A brahmanas. So there was very much emphasized what is a brahmana or a sutra, and everybody looked down, actually. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing the sutra, even you're not a sutra, you will be practicing as a sutra, and Jai Krishna Tata, they said Guru Mahaprabhu, a guru, one who knows that truth. Tattavi, Krishna Tattavi, he knows the truth of Krishna, his consciousness. He can become a guru. Doesn't matter, Kiva Vipra or Brahmana or Shukra or Vaisa, they can become on all of this, a sannyasi, despite where he came from, because he knows the truth of Krishna, the Krishna consciousness philosophy. So, Srila Prabhupada, he is so merciful. He made all these people sannyasis and brahmanas. And many have left, and Prabhupada left. They are not here to with us. They took off, and they could maintain sannyas. But Prabhupada accepted and gave them sannyas because it's required at that time. Some of them insisted, please, and give me sannyas. They insisted, Prabhupada, please. Prabhupada gave them, and they did not serve for Prabhupada. They established the Zionist movement and their sisters were called that. And then they left, they couldn't maintain sannyas life. But Prabhupada said that, never mind, you can pick up Krishna consciousness as a vinyasa. So that is the Vaikuntha. The Prabhupada, he always overlooked material things. He always saw everyone's highest benefit is through their Krishna consciousness progress. How did he meet Krishna consciousness? An ultimate benefit. He never looked down on anyone. He was always glorified. Okay, you can't make him. Okay. He fell down, he left, you are embarrassed. Come back, Sir Krishna. Prabhupada always welcomed him. He was very, very merciful, very kind. This is a Parikrata Acharya. He is a divine person to Prabhupada. Like Krishna. In the eyes of Krishna, everyone is falling, they fall in material world, from the spiritual world. So Krishna is always sending down the spiritual master to bless us, give us his mercy. So Prabhupada is like that. So Dharavarasam can be established when we can become Krishna conscious within the Brahmacharya-ashram, within the Kriya-ashram, within all this ashram. Otherwise, you only following the ashram, but you don't have any Krishna consciousness. There are many people who are sannyasi in India. They walk around the seat, wear robes. But they're walking around, Mataji and stuff. They wear sattva. And I've seen it in Bangkok. And I've seen many Ramacharya, they wear sattva. And, secretly having relations with them. So, Prabhupada creates ideal society. You can that we hear Krishna consciousness, we preach in Krishna consciousness. That is Daiva Pranasha. Otherwise, it's just ashram. That's all. There's no such thing, you go to Brahmachari Yoga or Dhanasana. We all go to the same place. And as you go to the same place, a cook goes to the same place. Clean the toilet, go to the same place. Krishna, go back to God, the same place. We all go. But this system is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes sannyas so that he can preach. Because in those days, he is sannyas or sannyasi or swamiji. They have great respect that people listen to you. Then you can tell about Krishna. But if you are no one, people don't listen to you. So that whole idea of taking some responsibility so you can preach Krishna consciousness, that's all. Otherwise, it's just like anybody else. There doesn't make a difference. So many youngsters all over the world. And cat and dog, they also have a family. They have a fish, they have thousands of eggs one time. What's the importance of that? If you can have one child who is Krishna conscious, that child can liberate the whole world. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had many disciples, but his one disciple is Prabhupada. He made the whole world Krishna conscious. So if you have so many children, but they are just useless, what's the meaning to that? So we have to produce one son that's going to make everybody Krishna conscious. So not having children just for the sake of having it, they have to be productive. Productivity to reach Krishna consciousness. A devotee who is going to liberate the world, like a divine person. And Bhakti and Gaurakrishna's Babaji, he is the spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta. He is not a disciple. Only disciple he had is Bhakti Siddhanta. So that one disciple is Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he had one great disciple. So you see, so my point is that we have to always see what is the quality in our actions, in our activity, in our production line. What we create has to be offerable to Krishna, not just one ashanga. Just actually for the sake so they can take care of us. No. That is the last thing. They automatically take care of the parents. But we have to make sure they are Krishna conscious. If they are Krishna conscious, then they will come. They will take care of everybody, not only the parents. We see things in the ultimate principle. The ultimate principle is to see things through knowledge. But if we don't, we have bereft knowledge. Like this king, Premata was a king, Maharaj. He had Raja Rishi. They are not just kings, they are only kings these days, not long ago. They were kings, emperors. But they are all women hunters. They are just all devotees. But Priyavata was the same king, a king who was instructed by God himself to have a family. So that's amazing. Any questions? I spoke a lot of things. I hope you are online are listening.
So here Vishwakarma refers to that architect of the...
Yeah. He's one of the demigods. He's also, he's mentioned, he's also a Mahajan.
Yes.
So, in India sometimes we worship engines because it represents Vishwakarma. That is a good thing because at least we recognize there is a creator behind who manages things. I mean, it's not bad to worship demigod. But we have to understand, at least they know that demigods are there, somebody is behind everything. It's not that nothing is there. There's Mayavadi or impersonalist or atheist. But those who Krishna says those who worship demigod, they're less intelligent. That's only because they're not understanding completely. Because Krishna also says those who worship demigod, they're worshipping me indirectly. So it's not bad But they just need to understand that, you know, to sign the check, you need two people. Not just you have to have the main boss to sign the check, but that's Krishna. So, you know, Vishwakarma, he is a very special person. Of course, he's mentioned here in Mahārāṇyaka. Sometime, there can be another Vishwakarma by the name.
Yes.
May not be this one. There's going to be another Vishwakarma who also has a similar name. So this is Devika Vishwakarma, another Vishwakarma who is from that time. Just like in the spiritual, there's a lot of variety. But there are certain persons that only one. There's no second, like Narayana. It's universal. Like that. But there can be, someone can be like me, like my son, perhaps, or like that. But, and at the same time, one cannot be exactly the same. That's what Krishna said. That everyone is saint by different individuals. But no one can be exactly the same. So Krishna created, everyone is different. Even, so that's the variety. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and he created all the living beings at the same time. Krishna himself has all the qualities, but he can, all of us, has the same quality as Krishna in a small way, but yet at the same time different. So that's the reason. So Vishwakarma here is also mentioned as one of the Mahārāṇyas. Okay, Hare Krishna. So Lord Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.